Well, I'm going to preach on another favourite carol this morning. And as we remember on this week of the Christian year, John the Baptist and how he was a messenger, then this carol, which is one of my favourites, starts and highlights the role of messengers. Angels from the realms of glory is the carol I would like to preach on. And angels, after all, are messengers. That's what the word angel means at its root. Angels are messengers. And I think this ties in with the reminder that we all need that Christmas is most of all a message. Yes, it's a feast and a celebration. At a helpful time of year to have a feast and a celebration, but most of all, Christmas is a message. Yes, it's a time to remember, a time to remember what happened those 2,000 years ago. But the thing we need to focus on more than any other is the message of what happened those 2,000 years ago. The message which needs a response. And that's what this hymn highlights. The message and how it came to others and comes to us and how we need to respond. So, first of all, a bit of background to those who wrote the hymn and wrote the tune. The hymn was written by a man called James Montgomery. He lived from 1771 to 1854. And many good things have been written in tribute to his life. There was one that wrote, "Montgomery's devotional spirit was of the noblest type. With the faith of a strong man, he united the beauty and simplicity of a child. Richly poetic, without exuberance, dogmatic, without uncharitableness, tender, without sentimentality, elaborate, without diffusiveness, richly musical, without apparent effort, he has bequeathed to the church wealth which could only come from true genius and a sanctified heart." So well thought of as a hymn writer and a poet. Here's the story of his life. James Montgomery's parents were Moravian missionaries to the West Indies. And indeed, he was following them as he followed Christ in finding education over here in England, in a Moravian seminary himself in his young years. At that time, young James received word of the sudden death of both of his parents on the mission field. James left the seminary suddenly and for a period of his life lived a life of aimless discouragement and was in danger of going off the rails. One thing that helped him at that time was he became interested in newspaper work and writing. And at the age of 23, he was appointed editor of the weekly Sheffield Register in London and maintained this position for the next 31 years. As editor of the paper, Montgomery championed many different causes, such as the abolition of slavery. He was always ready to assist the poor and defend the rights of the downtrodden. And because of this, he was twice imprisoned for writing on controversial issues in the mind of the government. In 1797, he published a volume of poems called Prison Amusements. They were called that from the fact that many of those works had been written in prison. In 1825, he gave up his paper to devote himself solely to literary and philanthropic pursuits. That's writing and giving, I think, including the promotion of foreign missions, always a cause dear to his heart. He was widely known in his times and valued by the authorities in the end. In 1833, his integrity and worth were widely recognised throughout his homeland, and he was awarded an annual pension of $1,000 by the government as a reward for his many contributions to English society. I think that should be £1,000. So Angels from the Realms of Glory first appeared as a poem in the paper, the Sheffield Register, on the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, in 1816, and then became adopted by other hymn books as well. It's worth hearing briefly about the man who composed the tune, and I think it is a good tune. It's known as Regent Square, and it was written by Henry Smart, who was born in 1813 in London. Smart was largely self-taught, but was recognised as one of the finest organists and composers in Britain in his day. He was totally blind for the last 15 years of his life, yet he continued to play and write some of his finest music. And this tune, Regent Square, was written during this period of blindness, which was then put to Angels from the Realms of Glory. Well, that's enough background. Let's look at the hymn itself, can we? Have a look in your hymn book, number 35, in the white hymn book. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight through all the earth. Heralds of creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. So here is a hymn about messengers taking the message through all the earth. Obviously, Montgomery had a missionary heart and knew that God's message needed to reach all the corners of the earth. And he also had a strong faith, and so he recognized, he made the link between creation and Jesus' birth. After all, the birth of Jesus was the birth of the Creator of the world. But he wasn't just telling the story, he was also inviting response. The message of God invites response. Come and worship Christ. Come and worship Christ. And then the shepherds to whom the angels also went, the shepherds watching their flocks by night, they went to say to them, come and worship the newborn king. And so the angels were able to invite the shepherds to come and worship Jesus in the stable. And the message, God with man is now residing. That's put so well and so simply. See, there shines the infant light. Come and worship. And then others who heard the message, although in a different way. It wasn't the angels that took the message to the wise men in far-off lands who had very different ideas. It was a star that woke them up to the new king. And so the third verse is, wise men, leave your contemplations, brighter visions shine afar. Seek in him the hope of nations. You have seen his rising star. In these simple words, Montgomery points out that Jesus Christ isn't only for the locals, the Jews there near Bethlehem, He is for all of the world. He is the hope of the nations. And this is represented and symbolized in the call to the wise men to come and worship. Come and worship Christ. And then, one more verse in our hymn book. This is so helpful as well. And especially in our day, because I think people look at Christians and say, oh, they're worshipping a baby. They must like babies. Well, babies are nice. We'll join in. But they miss the point. They miss the message of Christmas. We are worshipping Christ, who was born as a baby and then became a man, who died on the cross, rose again, ascended to heaven, such that all the nations will be gathered to him on the last day. Every knee shall bow down to him on the last day. That's why we worship him. Not because we like babies, although we do like babies. It's the guts of the message which counts. Though an infant, now we view him, he will share his father's throne. Gather all the nations to him. Every knee shall then bow down. Come, come and worship Christ. So, I could finish there, but I'm going to give you another verse. Because as with so many hymns, there are more verses than the number we get in our hymn books. And especially those written as poems or those written in earlier times. There's another verse which you may be used to singing, because I think it is in some of the carol sheets. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear, suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. And so here is the message of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Another reason why we ought to come and worship Christ now, so that we will be on our knees then. It's an Advent hymn written during Advent, published on Christmas Eve, and it goes from the first coming of Jesus to his second, as we would expect from a good Advent hymn. It's a good carol, one of my favourites, with a good tune, and a real help in singing the praises of Jesus Christ in Advent and at Christmas, and indeed in sharing the message and inviting others to come. Come and worship Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for good hymns. And thank you, Lord God, that you have given us good hymns through the men and women, faithful men and women who have gone before us, here in Britain, so many of them, and in other places. Thank you, Lord God, that at this time of year, many outside the church recognize the good hymns, the carols, which we have inherited and want to sing them too. And we pray, Lord, that at this time there will be many who come to worship you and sing your praises. Amen. Please turn back.